time for our weekly catch-up with the Labor Party.
Climate Change Minister Simon Watts has announced a new climate strategy. The strategy is based on five core pillars, including infrastructure is resilient and communities are well prepared, credible markets support the climate transition, clean energy is abundant and affordable, world-leading climate innovation boosts the economy, and nature-based solutions address climate change. The strategy has been met with controversy, with Greenpeace describing it as useful as teats on a bull. I asked Labor Deputy Leader Carmel Cipollone about this new climate strategy, as well as about now former Green MP Darlene Tanner. I started by asking for her thoughts on the government's new climate strategy.
They're taking us backwards, not forwards, on climate action. They've actually not announced a single climate or adaptation policy. Instead, they're content with winding back policies in transport and agriculture, our two biggest emitters, that were helping reduce emissions.
Greenpeace has called it a kick in the guts for all the people around Aotearoa who have had their homes and communities flooded recently due to extreme weather events. Would you agree with this?
Yes, I would. I think they also said something like the climate strategy announced by the government is as useful as teats on a bull. So they have been really harsh in their criticism, and of course they would be. It's three pages of nothing. And then some of what the government is doing actually makes no sense. So they are committing to more electric car chargers across the country and having this network of chargers, and yet they've taken away the incentives for people to actually purchase electric cars, and as a result, we're seeing fewer people purchase them. So their policy is not only empty, it's negligent and also makes no sense.
Do you feel Labor did enough to combat climate change while in power?
Look, we certainly did a lot over the 6 years that we were in, and we're committed to doing more. Now we've got a government that, as I said, are taking us backwards. We've seen the scrapping of the $6 billion National Resilience Fund, and this has repercussions for us as a country, but also for us on the global stage, because it really feels like we are doing very little to play our part in combating climate change.
Do you still feel that way now that all your work you've done across the last two terms is being undone by this government?
Oh, it's hugely disappointing and in some ways frightening to think that the government have so callously just come in and dismantled policies that were actually going to take us forward in fighting climate change. And so, we're still committed. Our job now is to fight to get re-elected in 2 years' time, and then to make sure that we put policies back in place that show a real commitment to actually combating climate change.
You say you'd do more for climate action. What would this look like?
Well, this is the policy development that has to happen over the next 2 years. It's what will be new, what will be put back in place that has been dismantled. And those conversations need to take place not only internally within the Labor Party, but also with all of our stakeholders, all of the New Zealanders that care deeply about us being world leaders on stage with regards to actually, with regards to living up to the expectations that we have of ourselves to do something about climate change.
You're a spokesperson for both Pacific Communities and Auckland. We've seen those groups especially impacted by climate and extreme weather events so far. What are your thoughts on that?
So I'm no longer the spokesperson for Auckland. That is Shannon Halbert. However, I still care deeply about Auckland because I am an Aucklander, and I am the spokesperson for Pacific. We have a responsibility not only to ourselves, but also to the Pacific region, who really are at the front line of impacts of climate change. We see countries that are struggling to grow food now, that are having to move from where they have always lived traditionally because of the sea levels rising around them, that are struggling to access clean drinking water because of the impacts of rising sea levels. There is fear because of the weather events that have been occurring and the intensity that they are experiencing. And so we do have a real responsibility, not only to our people here in Aotearoa, but also to the Pacific region.
Chris Hipkins told Morning Report that Darlene Tanner should be resigning from Parliament. Did you agree with his comments?
I do agree, and I think the Green Party have been really clear on what their expectations are here, and we support them. Migrant exploitation is completely unacceptable. And, you know, she is no longer a member of the Green Party, and their co-leader, Chloe, has made it clear what their expectations are, and the right thing to do is actually resign.
Should the Greens be invoking the Waka jumping legislation?
Ultimately, that is a matter for the Green Party, and so they can speak to that. However, I think public sentiment is really clear. Darlene was elected under the mandate of the Green Party. If she is no longer a Green Party member or a member of their caucus, then she should do the right thing and walk away.
Would Labor invoke the Waka jumping legislation in a similar position? Because you haven't in the past, but obviously they haven't been similar circumstances.
No, they have been different. And, you know, I think it's case by case. It's certainly something that we would consider using, but it would depend on what the case is.
That was Labor Deputy Leader Carmel Cipollone on the government's new climate strategy and former Green MP Darlene Tanner.
That was our weekly chat with the Labor Party.